Hi, I'm Lily, and you're listening to Self Talk, a new podcast dedicated to interviewing creators from all over the world to give little insight on what they do, why they do it, and how they do it. Today, I am talking to two members of the band Honey Butter, who just released a new single in March.
So, for people who don't know who you are, give a short introduction on who you are, what do you do?
I play drums, and I write a whole bunch of music in a band called Honey Butter. And Honey Butter is a soul pop group that started at Northwestern. Jacob, why don't you introduce yourself? I don't
want to. No, good. My name's Jacob. I am also in Honey Butter. Oliver and I kind of run the business side of stuff and do a lot of the writing for Honey Butter. I play guitar, and all of this started back in our freshman year, which was 2018, winter of 2018, when one of my friends like had this house with a huge basement. He was like, "Yo, I'm hosting a basement show. Like, you want to play?" And I was like, "Yeah, but I don't have a band." So I just asked my friends in the jazz program, which is where Oliver and I met, and where all the members of Honey Butter met, if they wanted to join me. And they said, "Yeah, let's do it. Like, we jam all the time anyway. Might as well like learn some old pop tunes and whatever, and like go play in this basement." So we did, and it was awesome. And that was kind of the start of Honey Butter, and things kept going from there.
So your name is Honey Butter. That's the coolest name ever. Where did that come from?
Agony.
Yeah, much pain.
So did you fight over it? Or was there always kind of in the back of your mind, like you knew you wanted to be Honey Butter?
No, we're really bad at like making names for things. It's like, okay, what do we call a song? What do we call the group? And we really wanted something that was going to like, accurately capture what the group sounded like in words. So Jacob and I sat on my floor in my childhood bedroom in Norman, Oklahoma, which I don't know if anyone knows where Norman, Oklahoma is, but shout out if you do. We were just sitting there writing down words that we thought like had a cool aesthetic to them, and we liked the way they sounded. So one whiteboard later, we came out with the words honey and butter, and we put them together and we became Honey Butter.
Were there any like that you almost called the band, but then you kind of decided against?
Yes.
Almost?
The runner-up was just tragic. Like a middle school rock band. The runner-up was Edgemere Park, which was a park that Oliver used to go to. And it was just like...
Yeah, I like Honey Butter better. It kind of rolls off the tongue a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I think it really captures it. I definitely agree. So what is your usual creative process for like making a song? Y'all were sitting in the floor of your childhood home. Is that usual, or is that just the one time?
Before we answer that question, I feel like to complete the last story, there's one key piece of missing.
Yes, go ahead.
Our name before Honey Butter was Wop Street Based Ritual. So a mouthful. So just backtrack a little bit. This is like the continuation of our origin story. So Northwestern has this festival called Dillo Day, and we like you enter in Battle of the Bands, and if you win, you get to play at the festival. So our freshman year, we won, and we didn't have a name at the time. Like, all right, we need to pick our name before we play this festival. Like, we can't just be like band one. So we like put it in a group chat, and of course the group chat devolved into madness, as trying to make serious decisions in group chats often does.
Yes.
And so George, the bass player, came up with an acronym, which became Wop Street Bass Ritual, because at the time we really loved playing songs by Stevie Wonder and Roy Hargrove. And so George is like, all right, we only play Stevie tunes, but also sometimes some Roy Hargrove to spice it up a little. And he put it into one huge acronym, and the acronym read Wop Street Bass Ritual. I'm going to say it one more time because that's a huge mouthful. Wop Street Bass Ritual stood for We Only Play Stevie Tunes, Wop Street, but also sometimes some bass ritual. Roy Hargrove spiced it up a little. That was our name. And everyone mispronounced it. So we're like, when we really got serious about it after the summer after that festival, like, all right, we need a better name. And that's when the like staring at each other over a whiteboard at like 0:30. Okay. And that's how Honey Butter came about.
I don't think I could ever pronounce. I don't even think I could pronounce it now.
And I've heard you
say even after all that explanation.
Wow. Like, I can't even imagine what that looked like or was spelled like. That is a mouthful, but it's very interesting. It's a good story.
Yeah. As far as naming goes, I think we made some right turns. We made the correct turn on the path of Honey Butter.
We made some corrective decisions.
Yeah.
So many signs, but I don't know which way to turn. Are you the answer or asking questions? 'Cause every bridge I build ends up burned. Oh, I know it's not easy. At the end you leave me nothing but pain. There's danger in your eyes. They burn a hole the shape of your name. I don't wanna know what you've got planned. I just wanna go with you till the end. Get you all alone and do what we do. I'm feeling no one else but you. There's really no one else but you. You've got something I can't explain. Everything in life has happened to you. And all the lessons you thought you learned couldn't stick with you, they're just passing through. Oh, I know it's not alright. I'll never understand what you buried in the sand. As long as you got room in your heart, I don't wanna know what you've got planned. I just wanna go with you till the end. Get you alone and do what we do. I'm feeling no one else but you. There's really no one else but you.
Hey!
what is your usual creative process? How do you usually make songs? Y'all have a lot of songs out, and they're really good. So how do you go about making them?
Thank you. There are a couple of different processes we go through. And that kind of stems from us all being really active composers and musicians. And like, we come from like a conservatory music school, but none of us are really like, I don't think about music in that way so much anymore. So like, I don't like the word composing. It feels super pretentious, but like all of us are really interested in the writing of music. So we all have really different ideas and we'll come up with just some crazy stuff and some of it works and some of it doesn't work. And then like Jacob and I will take on a couple songs, or like I'll come up with a couple songs on my own, or Sam, the keyboardist and trumpet player at the same time player will.
Wait, at the same time?
Yeah, he plays trumpet and piano at the same time.
Like how many hands does he have? Like,
he's got two hands, and piano and trumpet are actually in like different keys. So he's playing two different notes at the same time on two instruments that work in different ways. It's ridiculous. I don't know how he does it. He's magical.
That is crazy.
Crazy.
So like sometimes it'll be Jacob and I. So like a lot of our first songs, some of which aren't even out, but like a lot of our old songs are Jacob and I from this one trip I took to California to go see him. And then there are like other batches of songs. There's another batch of songs that we wrote at my house, at my childhood home in Norman, Oklahoma, when Jacob came to see me. And then there are songs that we've written independently and we'll bring in. Like, I have some on my own. Sam has some on his own. Jacob has one that he wrote with another good friend of ours. So there are a whole different, like, a whole group of ways we write.
How often do you scrap songs, or do you just kind of like put it all out there?
I think like me personally, I scrap songs often, but that's usually before they're finished. Like the amount of like unfinished, like little verse, little chorus, this melody, this chord progression that I have just like in a miniature notebook that I carry around is just like, it's just so many. And I feel like I do a lot of my writing late at night. And like, you know the thing, like when you write something late at night and you're like, this is amazing. And then you go to bed super happy because you're like, oh, I have this super cool new song. And then you wake up and then one of two things happens for me. Either I realize it's horrible and I throw it away, or I realize I wrote a famous song, a song that already exists yet. Like a couple months ago, I like had this really cool chord progression and I was like, this is awesome. And I woke up the next morning and I wrote Fly Me to the Moon. Like, oh yeah, this is a good song.
Subconscious mind was listening to it and decided it liked it.
Yep, I was like, this is a great song, and it is a great song, but it's taken. So
it's taken.
Yeah.
But so you can answer separately, but if you weren't a musician, what would you be doing? That's a weird question because you said you did go to music school, or like.
Yeah, I'm still in music school. He jumped ship, which I applaud him for doing. I've thought about it many times, but I'm still there. I've still got another year, which like, oh God. But you know, we're gonna make it happen.
Yeah, we'll push through. We got it.
Oh, geez. Jacob, do you know what you'd do?
I think probably like something in science. Like, I came into school wanting to be a doctor and just doing music on the side, and then like facing down organic chemistry, I was like, hell no, and got out. And then I landed in cognitive science, which is what I'm studying now. And it's interesting. So I think if I didn't have music, I'd probably end up doing like maybe some kind of research, or like maybe marketing, or maybe like some kind of business development thing. I don't really know, to be honest. Like, I kind of told myself like we're gonna make a run of this music thing, so I haven't thought about too much else.
Was there ever like a moment in your life where you were like, music is what I want to do, like this is the moment that is really pushing me at all, like music's what I want to do, that's what I'm gonna do?
Yes, mine's really clear, and I know I've told you about this moment, Ollie, but it was the summer after my freshman year, And we had just played at like Adillo Day, which was like our first, my first big stage, like all the best, like sound equipment, like top of the line. Daniel Caesar was playing later that day.
Let's give him some, Adillo Day is it's the largest student run music fest. Is it the largest?
Yeah. Largest
student run music festival in the country. And we won the Battle of the Bands to play opening up for Whitney, Daniel Caesar, and Young the Giant. So go forth.
So it's a big deal, is what you're saying.
It was cool. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was really big for me because, like, after that day, like, also thank you for giving context, Ollie. Like, I say Dillo Day, and I just think everyone knows exactly what I mean, and that's like, what the fuck is that? But it was a huge deal for me because that was the first moment where I felt like I could really do it. And if you know musicians, and as you do, they are like self-conscious and insecure all the time, no matter what happens. So that that moment for me was like, this is like a group of me and my friends. We like put these arrangements together. We did it all ourselves, and look what we were able to do. And that was really empowering for me. So coming off of that and then seeing Daniel Caesar perform at Outside Lands, I'm from the Bay Area, so like a little bit outside San Francisco. And I got to go to Outside Lands that year. And on Saturday afternoon, evening, Daniel Caesar was performing on one of the main stages. And it was just like, the sun was setting over the mountains. Like it was just perfect temperature. And like his set was amazing. And I just, in that moment, I was like, that is what I want to do. Like, I want to be up there with him, or I want to be up there doing exactly what he's doing. And in that moment, I was like, all right, this is like the first time that I've felt that way about like a specific thing. It's like, this is it for me. So that was my moment when I realized.
Could it be?
You said like his set was awesome. Is there a, like a certain place that y'all like dream of playing?
Ooh. Yeah, I really want to play Coachella just because that sounds so
fun. Coachella, that's a good
one. I also like, I have this like deal with my mom that like one of my biggest dreams of like lifetime dreams is that I want to win a Grammy and I want to take my mom to the Grammys. So like for her birthday last year, one of the things I got her is I wrote her this long letter and I was like, we can open this at the Grammys and like whenever, I don't know, could be like next year if we have like a Lil Nas X story, or it could be like in 35 years if it takes me a while. But like, I really want to win a Grammy. That would be so much fun.
Not even fun. That would be straight up life changing. That is amazing. That is a good goal.
You came with the hard questions. Like, oh, what would you be if you weren't a musician? That's so hard.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. But gotta make it interesting, you know?
Of course. I respect it.
What was his name? Daniel Caesar? I really don't know who that is, but...
Oh, you should check him out. Man. He's great.
Did I? What music do you listen to, obviously, outside of your own?
We actually, like, I don't like listening to our music.
Maybe yeah, what music do you listen to? Like, who's your favorite artists?
So many.
Yeah, take this one, Ollie. I'm going to have to formulate for a little bit.
All right, yeah, you took the what you would be, and I'm going to go kind of into, like, what I would be thing as well. So I've got a really eclectic like, taste of things I like to listen to. So when I'm really thinking about Honey Butter, like, I like Stevie Wonder and D'Angelo are just, like, the best musicians I can ever think of. I like, if I could sound like them, it'd be amazing. You know, I love the Roots. I love Questlove. I love all the Soulquarians. But also like, I'm like a big history nerd and I'm like super into like medieval history. So I also really, really like medieval music. And I spent a whole bunch of time learning about like symphonic repertoire and orchestral percussion. So like there's not a whole bunch of stuff that I won't listen to. I recently made Jacob check out a Brad Paisley record that I just like think is amazing.
It was awesome. It was so cool.
It's just like all music is great. All music has a place.
You had to give any advice to any band, any like small startup band, what would you say?
Ooh, this is gonna feel real trite. And like the dumbest advice ever. And I probably would have hated myself for giving this advice maybe even like 6 months ago, but like being yourself and being true to what you think is good and what you think is interesting is invaluable. I cannot stress how important it is to believe in the things that you are interested in.
Been far too long since I knew why. There's this feeling I just can't escape, that you're all I need. I've just got to find a way to let you know all the places we could go. There's nothing I won't do, 'cause when I think of you, you knock me out cold, baby, with your brown hair. But you're missing and I gotta get myself right. You blow my mind. Please, baby, have a little bit of mercy. I'm incomplete. You're my missing piece. There's a comfort in the everyday way that we dance in the morning. Cup of coffee to the taste closes my eyes.
Is there anything that you've learned from, like, being a band in particular?
Oh.
How long you got? I think that the biggest thing for me is just, like, staying friends even when things get hard. Because, like, before this whole quarantine hit, like, we were, like, over, like, and way over our heads with, like, shows and being students and, like, other commitments and just, like, trying to live life on top of, like, trying to run a band, just the five of us. Just, like, you know, it's, like big-time musical artists have massive teams surrounding them, and we don't. It's just us. Like, everything you see is just the five of us, and it is so important that you feel like you can rely on your band members and on the people that you're working with. And I know that, again, seems kind of obvious, but, like, some of our rehearsals are just, like, we don't even play. We're just, like, let's, like, talk about life and, like, are you okay? Like, is everything good? Like, what's up, you know? Like, how can we help you? How can we, like, be there for you? Which is amazing when you're sharing something as personal as music. So if there's a way that you can be friends and be real with each other outside of the rehearsal room or the studio. That's something that's really meant a lot to me about Honey Butter.
Yeah, I think that's really important too. In all aspects of life, not even just in a band, I feel like everything. But you mentioned quarantine. How has that been for being a band? I feel like you could be either really, really productive or not at all. I don't really know if there's an in-between. Which one are y'all?
Well, I've got, like, the personal answer, and then there's, like, the band answer. The band answer has gone, like, we've been doing a lot of work with, like, learning how to do social media, learning how to do video production and audio engineering. I now, like, I don't know if you can see behind me, but I've got a whole setup of microphones and things on my drums. I know the lovely people listening to this won't be able to see them, but please use your imagination to paint a picture of drums with lots of microphones capturing sounds. They all sound very, very good and are mixed just to perfection.
So have you been recording from home or, like, writing from home?
Yeah, we've both been writing a lot, lots of late night lyric calls. I really dove into writing lyrics when we first started. So, like, the first song we ever wrote as a band was Pages. And that was a song that Jacob wrote the melody and the chords to. And I came out to California and I was like, I'm not sold on these lyrics. Let me take a pass on them. And so I just started writing lyrics, and I've, like, really like I dove into the deep end and have really enjoyed it. And that was like, I guess a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So I'm having fun. I lost my train of thought. Where are we going?
We were going with how has quarantine affected the band? Of course.
Yeah. We've been writing a lot. I've been trying to write a lot. You know, obviously, like, doing all the recording has helped us create demos. And then, like, yeah, late night lyric calls with Jacob.
You said Pages was your first song?
Yes, that was the first song we ever wrote.
Oh, and that's definitely one of the most popular ones. That's crazy.
Is that number two or number three, Jacob? Do you know?
Number two in streams, I think. But I don't know about where it actually like sits on Spotify. Yeah.
Stuff will rot your brain if you look at it. That's another piece of advice. Don't look at the Spotify numbers.
Do you have a favorite song?
Of ours?
Yeah.
Didn't we just have this conversation like 2 weeks ago, Jacob?
I think so. You know, the only answer that I think I can give is that it's unreleased.
Ooh, oh, mysterious. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I got it.
I think my favorite favorite song that I've ever written is unreleased. Of the songs that are out, I think my favorite is The Answer.
I think that one's number one, right?
Yeah, I think
that's
it is.
That's the first song that I found because it was on my Spotify Discover Weekly, and I listened to it and I was like, they seem interesting. Their name is Honey Butter. I like it. So that's when I contacted you because I found that on my Discover Weekly on Spotify.
That's super cool. I for one didn't expect that song to take off like it did, and I'm really proud of it.
Change of gears. If you could collab with anyone, who would it be?
Anyone alive?
Dead or alive?
Oh, dead or alive? Oh my gosh.
Make the question harder, please.
Wow.
Can you give a couple answers?
Go ahead. Make it interesting.
So, like, collaborate as far as, like, work with on writing a song, Stevie Wonder. Because, like...
I was expecting that answer because I feel like y'all talked about Stevie Wonder a lot already.
Yeah, it had to be in there in some shape or form. But yeah, I just like to see how he writes music and comes up with the amazing things that he does. I think it would be the coolest thing ever. As far as have them sing one of the songs we write or like plan one of their songs, man, there's so many answers. One artist I really love right now, his name's Mac Ayers. And I think like getting to play one of his songs or having him sing something that I wrote or we wrote would be dope.
I would love to write a song with like, I don't know if you'd call him indie or alternative, but a man who's largely responsible for a band called Bright Eyes, his name is Connor Oberst. He's just an outstanding lyricist and storyteller. And it would just be an honor to learn how he thinks about words and imagery.
As a little ending, can you tell listeners what they can expect from you in the future? What are you working on right now that you can spill?
We've got lots of songs. We've got lots of songs in the works. Like, I don't know. How many do we have in the works? Like 5, 6?
Yeah, maybe more. Like 5 or 6 are getting written right now, and then 5 or 6 more are already done. I think in the future you can expect to see us exploring some different sounds. We Oliver and I had this conversation a while back, and it was like our EP felt like young us. Like this is Honey Butter. Like this is everything that we want to do. And all the songs that we put on there were the songs that we like wrote in our first couple months as a band. And since we finished that batch of music, we've started listening to more stuff, started like trying to incorporate more different elements into our songwriting and our like arranging of songs. So you can still expect like the happy upbeat stuff, but get ready for some a little more
thoughtful.
There's the word I was looking for.
Mysterious. I like it. I'm going to have to keep a lookout, and I hope everyone who's listening to this keeps a lookout. And are you available streaming on all platforms?
We are on all platforms.
Okay, oh, yes. Shameless plug right there. They're available for streaming on all platforms. So I want to thank you for joining me today on the Zoom call.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us. This was fun.
Anytime.
Don't you wish that you could be far away from here? Jump aboard a ship at sea until your head is clear. I'd like to make a getaway with you. I'd like to make a getaway with you. Why's the clock ticking so slow? Can it hear me cry? You know I need some time alone, but you got an invite. I'd like to make a getaway with you. I'd like to make a getaway with you. Get away. Just relax, don't hesitate. I'll meet you at the bar. I'd like to make a
get away with you, I'd like to make get away with you. Get away.
Listening to a podcast made with Soul Talk, a personal magazine dedicated to the work of the mind for the mind. If you're a creator and you're interested in getting your work shared with the world, please don't hesitate to submit to our next issue, and you can find all the information available for doing so at our website, soultalkmagazine.com, under the Submit tab. And if you're wondering a little bit about what we are, stalk our Instagram at soultalkmag. That's Soul Talk Mag. And thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed this episode, and we post every Sunday. So keep a lookout on our website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Thank you.